right now. We begin with a gentleman who I think you will want to listen very closely to, Peter K. Studner. Peter, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you on the show.
Glad to be here.
Thank you so much, sir. I know you're the author of Super Job Search 4, your master career counselor, former chief executive and board member of companies both in the United States, France, well, not both at all, different places, France and Great Britain. He has helped thousands of people with their career transitions and trains other career professionals to deliver his program. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. I must tell you that when I received the information from your publicist about being on this program, I looked down to see what the subject was, 11 fatal errors not to make in your job search. And I was just, at that point, I said, I've got to have this guy on the program. We've got to listen to him, because I was right in the midst of helping my daughter, who had quit one job and was trying to find a new job and was having some real problems. And I sent her to your website and said, you know, go to this website, which, by the way, folks, is www.superjobsearch.com is how you reach out to Peter. And she went there, and she was very relieved, read through the information, and a few weeks later was hired by a very big worldwide company. And she's very pleased. So I guess, Peter, that's as close as I can come to a personal endorsement of your program. But you know that it works, don't you?
It works. We've been doing this for 28 years. Super Job Search 4 is the fourth edition of a book that's already sold 300,000 copies. It's probably helped more than 500,000 people get into new jobs. And of that, majority of them get it better better salaries, and also they get in sooner, because people make errors when they think that they're going to go for a job, and they just slap together the night before a resume and then think that that's going to help them go forward. You spend all these years in school getting an education, and one of the big fatal errors is people don't prepare properly for going about a job search the way it's done today. So Super Job Search gives you a self-directed program so that you can get yourself on track, knowing what to do, what not to do, and also the things that are important that will lead you to a job. So one of the first fatal errors is that you jump into a job search and you don't really understand, aside from the fact that I need a resume and I start answering ads, And that's all there is to a job search, and there's so much more. So a second error is just relying on answering ads. People sit all day long in front of a computer, and they pat themselves on the back at the end of the day, well, I sent out 100 resumes. One good networking meeting is worth more than 1,000 letters. And we teach in Super Job Search for how to go about what to ask people. For instance, when you're in an interview, you say, how can I help you? And most people will say, well, do you have a job or do you know of a job? And if you don't want to get a no answer, don't ask a no question. Better, we teach you to get a list of target companies in your area that you'd like to meet people in. And you would say, you know, I'm not here to ask you for a job, but here's a list of companies. I'd like to meet people in these companies. Do you think you could refer me to anyone in those companies? I'm not going to ask them for a job. The whole key to Super Job Search 4 is that you don't ask people for jobs. You tell people of your availability. And it's much easier on the candidate. It's much easier on the company that's listening to you.
Well, wait a minute. Let me understand, Peter. Are you saying that if you get into a company to talk to them, that you tried to get in there, you sit down with them, you don't ask them for a job, you ask them for a referral?
Well, if you're doing networking,
okay.
If you're getting into a company where it's a target company, We teach people how to tell people about their availability.
I got you. Okay, so
people can't buy something that they don't know what they're buying. So
absolutely.
Just coming in and saying, I showed up. Now, do you have a job for me? Maybe that worked 50 years ago, but it doesn't work today.
We're talking with Peter Studner, who says, I never saw a resume get a job. He's going to tell you some other mistakes that you are making that may prevent you. But how can you make sure that you have a positive result? This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. I'm very excited to have with us Peter Studner. He is the author of Super Job Search 4. This is somebody that's talking to you folks about the important aspects of what you need to go through in terms of being successful in a job search. The resume is not going to get you a job. It's a good piece of paper. It's a good part of the process. But, Peter, the networking is important. And what else is important if you're going to be successful here?
Well, one of the first things we teach people in the book is to find out, you just lost your job. Did the industry lose the job or did you lose your job? So we teach people to make sure they don't go after jobs that no longer exist. Hmm. And there are tools that you can use, which are discussed in Super Job Search 4, that will, before you get into your search, to validate that you're looking for a job in your area. If it doesn't exist, then we show people how to use their skills and transfer those skills into other activities that are very akin to your job, maybe. And you can go after those jobs rather than going after something that doesn't exist. And that's very important. You can waste a lot of time looking mm-hmm. for something. And if you didn't really do the preparation beforehand, you're wasting your time. Another fatal error in job search is using poorly prepared letters and collateral materials. We show in Super Job Search how to put together a resume. A resume is good when you want to provoke an interview, and that's really where the job search begins, in the interview. But if you don't have a good resume going in, then you're going to be stuck there. So we show people the steps necessary to concentrate on a good resume, right, and also then how to write letters. In Super Job Search, you have 51 letters, emails, resumes that you can see. And then Super Job Search is also interactive with our website and also the app I created. That's all free. And it extends to the, so you don't have to look up the things. It's already there for you on the website, so that all the links in each chapter are linked down to the website and onto the app, so that you can connect easily to every one of the things that are mentioned in the book.
We're talking with Peter Studner. He's the author of Super Job Search 4. You can go to www.superjobsearch.com. He's telling you some of the things that you want to watch out for, or some of the things you want to do. You point out, I think it's so important, forgetting to thank people who help you along the way and not addressing what the company is looking for. Explain those things to us, would you?
Well, you know, when someone gives you the most valuable thing they own, time, in an interview, an advice interview or a research interview or even a direct interview, and when you send a thank you note, first of all, you're recognizing that they gave you their time, but more importantly, you have a second meeting with that person and you're reminding them, you're not there, but you're reminding them how much you appreciated what they did mm-hmm. to help you. Mm-hmm. And they may come back at you with even more thoughts about your campaign one way or the other. This is very important. But also, you don't want to rely on a resume to get a job. There are ways of getting jobs that we discuss in the book that are much more dynamic than just sending out a resume. For instance, a lot of people don't like a long commute. We show people how to target their search where it's closer to their home. And they save all that time every year not sitting in traffic in a car waiting for to get to where they're going.
That's painful. When we get back, we'll talk about not making sure you properly prepared and know what the company is looking for. My guest is Peter K. Studner, author of the book Super Job Search 4. He's giving you folks information that can be very helpful in terms of your chances of being employed. Stay with us. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My guest, Peter Studner is talking about the things that you can do to prevent yourself from hurting your chances of getting a job. I talked about not addressing what the company is looking for. I think that's so critical. You sit down with the guy, he asks, or gal, and they ask you why you're here, and you have no idea what they're looking for. That can't be helpful, Peter.
Well, what we teach in Super Job Search 4 is that before you go out on an interview, you want to look up the company on the website, on their website. You want to see what jobs that they've listed in their career department, so that you go in prepared about the company. You know about their products. You know about what you're particularly interested in. And before you go, you scale your resume and your collateral material so that it fits the job that are being looked for. Not the other way around, where you try to sell them something that you want to sell them, that you sell them something that they want, you want to address their needs. Being a former military person myself, the first error I made was I filled up my resume full of military terms and jargon and acronyms and everything. And then my dad looked at it and he says, Peter, you're not going to sell anybody this thing. They don't understand what they're reading. So we show in Super Job Search how you transfer those skills into usable skills that people can relate to in the civilian market.
Yeah.
And those skills are valuable if you put them in the light that they relate to them in the business that they're in. And for instance, if you've been involved in purchasing or ordnance or other activities, training other people, these are skills that people will be looking for. Don't try to sell them something that they're not looking for.
What about the possibility of chasing recruiters? Is that helpful or is that a waste of time, Peter?
Well, recruiters should know about your availability. I keep using that word.
Right.
But I wouldn't rely on recruiters. You want to do what the recruiters do. You want to get out and meet the companies.
Okay.
And you become a cheaper commodity if they don't have to pay a fee to the recruiter. So we teach people how you can even, without doing a mailing campaign, how you can prospect companies in your area directly by going around and having the collateral material that you need when you go there, and you're not going in to ask for a job. You just want to let them know, hey, I live in the area here, and I want to tell you about my availability. And you do that, and we show people how to network, the most important thing. How do you use the social engines like Facebook and Twitter,
the internet,
to get people helping you on your campaign? It's all laid out there very clearly.
It's laid out, folks, in his book, Super Job Search 4, my guest Peter Studner. You can go to his website, www.superjobsearch.com. Hey, this is all in one place, folks. It's all in one place for you to go. We're out of time, Peter, but I know one of the things we're going to talk about is the practicing. You need to practice interview techniques. But look, I'll tell you, get his book. It's all right there, folks, and then you can figure this out for yourself. But at least you've got the lead. Peter, thanks for joining us here on Home and Family Finance.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, sir. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking with the president and CEO of the Credit Union National Association. Stay in your seats.